And it's been a tumultuous few months, both for the city of Chicago and its police department. Last December, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel fired the Chicago police chief after the release of videotapes that showed a police shooting of a young man named Laquan McDonald. Now, Emanuel has decided to choose a new leader for the department himself. He's about to name Eddie Johnson, a 27-year police department veteran, as the new interim police chief. And the move is a surprise because Johnson was not on a list of three finalists that was presented to the mayor by the police board. Joining us now is Natalie Moore, the Southside reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Natalie, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, Natalie, Eddie Johnson as the mayor's pick comes as a bit of a surprise. So tell us a little bit more about him. What do we know?
Well, he is a Chicago native, and he lives on the south side of Chicago. He began as a patrolman in 1988, and he has been in several roles within the department, including sergeant, lieutenant, commander, deputy chief for Area Central, executive officer for patrol, and then the chief of patrol, which is his most recent position, where he commanded 8,000 officers. He's also served as a sergeant in the detective division.
Okay, so he's got a long history with the Chicago PD. And why did Mayor Rahm Emanuel choose him? Because I understand that the police board had sort of a list of finalists for the mayor, and Eddie Johnson was not on that list at all.
He was not. So even though this is who the mayor has picked, it's not automatic. So what's going to happen is this afternoon, the mayor is going to name Eddie Johnson interim superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. And he has to apply to the police board, and they're going to open it back up. And they have said, well, if there's another superstar that rises, maybe Eddie Johnson won't get it. But the mayor has signaled that he didn't like those three choices and that he wants Eddie Johnson.
Okay. Now, I understand.
So there's still a process. Basically.
There's a process. So he's officially going to be the interim now, as you pointed out. But it's interesting because from what I'm reading, the mayor's decision came down to either hiring Cedric Alexander, who's the public safety director in suburban Atlanta, so not even from Chicago, or his own pick. And he went with Eddie Johnson, a man from inside the Chicago Police Department. How significant is that given the current challenges that the Chicago PD faces? I mean, in a way, it's kind of a police department in crisis.
Yes. I mean, I think that there are two ways to look at this. Do you need an outsider to come in who's maybe free of political pressure? Or do you need an insider who knows how this city works? Sometimes we get outsiders here, and not just in the police department, but this is a hard city to catch up on and to understand all the machinations that go into Chicago. And it's been since, I believe, 2003 since Chicago Police Department has had an insider. And you also had black members of the Chicago City Council who were saying, we want a black police chief who's from inside the ranks.
Mm-hmm. Now, as insofar as the challenges that the Chicago Police Department faces right now, I mean, there's been a spike in the homicide rate. There's been a lot of conversation about the fact that morale amongst officers is down. You know, what are the challenges?
I would say the biggest challenge is police community relations and accountability. That's what you hear from folks in the community. And Eddie Johnson, who I have reported on in the past, is someone who folks in community organizations and block clubs, when he was a district commander, feel very confident about. They said he was transparent, he was accessible, he gave out his cell number, and he was very solution-oriented. And, you know, folks in some of those Southside communities who I talked to over the weekend are very happy with the selection.
Okay, so tell me more. I mean, those Southside communities are reacting positively. Have you been able to get a sense as to how other members of the Chicago Police Department are reacting?
I haven't talked to any police officers directly, but his reputation is that he is regarded well inside the ranks.
Well, Natalie Moore is the Southside reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Natalie, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.